Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, by what time do I need to pass through security so I can catch my flight? Is it 9 p.m.? I'm a little confused by my ticket.
No, it takes off then. It says here that you should do your security check by 8:30. Otherwise, you will probably miss your flight.
Thank you very much. I was having trouble understanding all the information on my ticket. Would you please tell me which way I have to go to find where they do the security check?
You have to go past the information desk and the check-in area, and then you can find it next to the currency exchange counters. There'll be a large sign over the entrance to guide you.
Number 1. Where are the speakers? Number 2. When will the man's flight depart? Number 3. What will the man probably do next? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to Air Canada. How may I help you?
I'm here to check in. I have a flight today at 5 p.m. to Tokyo. I have these two large bags that I would like to check and one carry-on. Here is my passport.
Thank you, ma'am, but it's only 1 o'clock now and the flight doesn't leave for another 4 hours. Why are you here so early?
I don't like crowds, so I thought it would be better to come early, take care of all my business, and then do some shopping while I wait. I find this approach much more relaxing, and I don't have to rush at the last minute.
Number 4. How many pieces of luggage does the woman have? Number 5. What does the woman hand to the man? Number 6. What does the woman want to do in the afternoon? Exercise 2. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
I've decided that I shall close my account here. The transaction fees are too high, and I find the service of your tellers to be unsatisfactory.
I am sorry that you are not happy here. But let me reassure you that if you tell me your specific complaints, I will personally take care of the matter.
Every time I make a deposit or a withdrawal, I am asked several inappropriate questions about my personal life. I will no longer tolerate such rude behavior and shall take my banking business elsewhere.
Please accept our apologies. If you change your mind, I will waive your transaction fees for 1 month to let you know how much we appreciate your business.
Number 1. Why is the woman speaking to the man? Number 2. How did the woman feel when asked about herself? Number 3. What is the woman offered by the man?
Inconvenience. An annoying problem or situation, especially one that forces you to make an extra effort to do something.
이거는 아주 불편한 상황을 가리키는 단어죠.
Example. The inconveniences of life in the smaller and more remote villages.
이 삶에 있어서의 그런 불편함, 보다 더 작고 보다 더 먼 마을에 있어서 외따로 떨어진 이런 곳에 있어서의 불편함.
Inconvenience. Feature. If something features a particular person or thing, they are an important part of it.
뭐뭐를 특징으로 하다.
Example, a concert featuring music by Haydn and Mozart.
하이든과 모차르트에 의한 그런 음악을 특징으로 하는 콘서트.
Feature. Respective. Belonging separately to each of two or more people or things previously mentioned.
각각의 따로따로의. 이 단어는 존경의 뜻과 상관이 없죠.
Example, Jane and Patrick chatted about their respective childhoods.
제인과 패트릭은 그들 각각의 어린 시절에 대해서 담소를 나눴습니다.
Respective. Barring, unless the thing mentioned happens or exists.
뭐뭐가 없다면 전치사로 쓰입니다.
Barring any further delays, we should be able to start tomorrow.
어떠한 추가적인 지연이 없다면 우리는 내일 시작할 수 있을 거예요.
Barring. Motivated, enthusiastic and determined to achieve success.
의욕적인, 동기가 있는.
Example, highly motivated teachers.
대단히 의욕적인 선생님들.
Caused by a particular belief or emotion.
어떠한 특정 신념이나 감정에 의해 야기된.
Example, a racially motivated crime.
바로 인종이 동기가 된 범죄.
Motivated. Proximity. How near something is to another thing, especially in distance or time.
근접성.
Example, the town's proximity to the mountains.
이 산에 이 타운의 근접성, 접근 가능성, 가깝다는 뜻이죠.
Proximity. Relieve A of B. To take a responsibility or obligation from someone so that they do not have to do it.
부담을 덜어주다.
Example, the new law relieves the mayor of responsibility for the police force.
새로운 법은 시장에게서 이 경찰력에 대한 어떤 책임을 부담을 덜어줬습니다. 이때 of가 제거의 of라고 말씀드렸습니다.
Relieve A of B. Disturb. To interrupt someone and stop them from continuing what they were doing.
혼란에 빠지게 하다, 방해하다.
Example, I didn't want to disturb you in the middle of a meeting.
회의 한가운데서는 당신을 방해하고 싶지 않아요.
Example, her sleep was disturbed by a violent hammering on the door.
문을 꽝꽝 격렬하게 두드리는 소리에 의해서 그의 잠은 방해를 받았습니다.
Disturb. Demote. To give someone a lower rank or a less important job.
지위를 떨어뜨리다의 뜻이죠. 또
To find something a less important position.
예, 이렇게 해서 강등시키다 아니면 어떤 것을 상당히 그 중요치 않다라고 여기다.
Demote. Effective. When a law or agreement becomes effective, it officially begins to be used.
이런 법이나 이런 것들에 대해서 그 효과적인 어떤 것이 유효한 이런 뜻으로 많이 쓰이죠.
Example, government ministers reached a 30-month agreement, effective from July the 1st.
정부 장관들은 30개월 합의에 도달했는데요. 바로 7월 1일부로죠. 이럴 때 effective, 뭐 as of, starting, beginning, 비슷한 맥락으로 쓰일 때가 있다 그랬죠.
Effective.